Surprised by Joy, The Shape of My Early Life by C.S. Lewis. Surprised by joy, impatient as the wind. Wordsworth. To Dom Bede Griffiths, OSB. Preface. This book is written partly in answer to requests that I would tell how I passed from atheism to Christianity, and partly to correct one or two false notions that seem to have got about. How far the story matters to anyone but myself depends on the degree to which others have experienced what I call joy. If it is at all common, a more detailed treatment of it than has, I believe, been attempted before may be of some use. I have been emboldened to write of it because I noticed that a man seldom mentions what he had supposed to be his most idiosyncratic sensations without receiving from at least one, often more, of those present the reply, "What? Have you felt that too? I always thought I was the only one." The book aims at telling the story of my conversion, and is not a general autobiography, still less confessions like those of St. Augustine or Rousseau. This means, in practice, that it gets less like a general autobiography as it goes on. In the earlier chapters, the net has to be spread pretty wide, in order that, when the explicitly spiritual crisis arrives, the reader may understand what sort of person my childhood and adolescence had made me. When the build-up is complete, I confine myself strictly to business, and omit everything, however important by ordinary biographical standards, which seems, at that stage, irrelevant. I do not think there is much loss. I never read an autobiography in which the parts devoted to the earlier years were not far the most interesting. The story is, I fear, suffocatingly subjective, the kind of thing I have never written before and shall probably never write again. I have tried so to write the first chapter that those who can't bear such a story will see at once what they are in for and close the book with the least waste of time. CSL. Chapter 1. The First Years. Happy, but for so happy ill-secured. Milton. I was born in the winter of 1898 at Belfast, the son of a solicitor and of a clergyman's daughter. My parents had only two children, both sons, and I was the younger by about 3 years. Two very different strains had gone into our making. My father belonged to the first generation of his family that reached professional station. His grandfather had been a Welsh farmer. His father, a self-made man, had begun life as a workman, emigrated to Ireland, and ended as a partner in the firm of McIlwain and Lewis, boilermakers, engineers, and iron shipbuilders.